Baseball season starts in earnest today. So what does that mean? The best song in the world today is baseball related. Remember, the best song in the world today doesn't have to be the most popular or have the best groove, but it's got to have a good story. Producer Dan Pashman is here to tell us about it. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So the music you're hearing right now is compliments of Steve Goodman and Jethro Burns. More on Steve Goodman in a minute. But today, as you said, Allie, is the real opening day of the baseball season. And this opening day in particular, people are talking a lot about my favorite team, the Chicago Cubs. And that's because this season marks 100 years since the Cubs last won the World Series. Now, there are a lot of ways to illustrate just how long ago that was,
yes.
But here's my favorite. The last time the Cubs won the World Series was 9 years before the Bolshevik Revolution.
That's a long time, Dan.
Yes, communism rose and fell, and the Cubs didn't win a World Series. But, you know, I wasn't always a Cubs fan. I actually grew up as a New York Yankees fan, and I converted to a Cubs fan as an adult, which took about 5 years. And you guys know me. You can imagine that's not a decision I came to lightly.
No.
Long story short, you know, the Yankees only consider a season to be successful when they win the World Series.
Yeah.
And I came to realize—
Well, because they do so often that—
Exactly.
Know,
high expectations. Yeah. And I came to realize that attitude takes the fun out of being a sports fan, basically because the most exultant moments in sports come when your team exceeds expectations, and they take your wildest dreams and fantasies and make them a reality. Mm-hmm. And if your team expects to do the very best thing that they can possibly do, then you can never exceed expectations.
Yeah.
There's only satisfaction or disappointment.
Yeah. Or paying more for another player.
Yeah, or that.
Or ticket prices. And
that point was driven home to me when I went to the Yankees' clinching game of the World Series in 1998 and saw just how relatively unimpressed the fans were. It just didn't seem that exciting. Fast forward to 2003. I'm living in Chicago, rooting for the Cubs a bit, and in that year the Cubs went on a very improbable run. All right, they exceeded all expectations. And Cubs mania swept the city, and the Cubs got into the playoffs. And when they just got into the playoffs, we poured out into the streets. They had to close down the streets around the ballpark, and we were all out in the streets singing and celebrating. We were singing Steve Goodman's cheesy but beloved Cubs anthem, Go Cubs Go. So at that very moment, there in the street singing Go Cubs Go, I realized that I was a Cubs fan.
He'd been baptized.
That's
he was
right.
Healed.
I said, amen. But that's not the best song in the world today. Because, you see, to really call yourself a Cubs fan, you have to experience some serious pain. And that's what happened to me a couple weeks later when the Cubs completely self-destructed just 5 outs away from the World Series. It was the most crushing defeat of my life as a sports fan. But the great thing about Cubs fans, I have to tell you, is that 99 years of bad teams and bad losses have not robbed the fan base of a sense of humor. And nowhere is that more evident than in the best song in the world today. Now, like I said, Steve Goodman wrote Go Cubs Go, which we just heard. So as you might guess, he's from Chicago, big Cubs fan. He also wrote The City of New Orleans, which was made famous by Arlo Guthrie, mm-hmm. and the famous country song You Never Even Call Me By My Name by David Allan Coe. And Goodman was a pretty successful singer-songwriter in his own right from the early 70s into the mid-80s. And throughout that time that he was singing, he was battling leukemia. And in 1984, sadly, he passed away at the age of 36. Mm. 11 days after Steve Goodman died, the Cubs played their first playoff game since 1945. And he was supposed to have sung the national anthem at that game, and obviously he could not. And instead, his friend Jimmy Buffett filled in mm-hmm. and took his place. But right before Goodman died, he wrote A Musical Will of Sorts. It's a song that truly, to me, truly typifies the Cub fans' ability to laugh through the pain. And it's entitled A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request. And here's how it begins.
The dying man's friends told him to cut it out.
It's another clip, but it begins sort of him talking about, well, this dying man is in his deathbed. And he's surrounded by his friends, mm-hmm. and they put his Cubs hat on, and they surround him, and he says, you know, I'm never going to get to go to Wrigley Field again. I'm never going to get to see my team play again. But if you have your pencil and your scorecard ready, I'm going to read you my last request. Huh. And he sings the first chorus is sort of, do they still play the blues in Chicago, he asks. And he asks questions like, when the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? He blames the Cubs for driving him to drink.
Oh, no.
He describes his – and then he goes on to describe his ideal Wrigley Field funeral in great detail. And, you know, he wants his coffin carried around the bases. He wants everyone to get peanuts and Frosty Malts. And then he wants his ashes. They want to build. He wants them to build a bonfire out of their bats. And here's the beginning of the song playing in the background. But so he's describing this his funeral in detail. And he comes to the end of the song. And you know, he wants them to build a big bonfire on home plate and throw his coffin. And he wants the ashes to blow out of the ballpark. And actually, his ashes were scattered over Wrigley Field after he passed away. And so I want to play the last part of the song after he's described his funeral in detail. And his friends are gathered around his deathbed. And this is the best song in the world today. It's a dying Cub fan's last request by Steve Goodman.
The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. He said, "Stop it. That's an awful shame." Whispered, "Don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame." He said, "I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now, so that's just what I'm gonna do." He said, "But you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs, so it's me that feels sorry for you." And he said, "Oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best." Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the dying Cub fan's last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy cup to bear your ground?
Go Cubs.
And that is the best song in the world today. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.